Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into here on the show today, a very, very busy show. We have got news. There's a lot to talk about. Raw tonight, Ronda Rousey and Natty versus Alicia Fox and Alexa Bliss. Obviously, this is a setup for the Hell in a Cell show that's coming up on Sunday. We got SmackDown lineups as well. We'll talk about Renee Young being added to the Raw announced team on a full-time basis. Bunch of other stuff as well. That's number one. Number two, not one guest today. Two big guests here on the show. In the second segment, we're going to be joined by the world-famous Peach Machine. And in fact, he is now world-famous, partially because he was my opponent over SummerSlam weekend in Las Vegas, but also because he was competing in a jiu-jitsu tournament about 2 weeks ago, and his leg was snapped in half. And many people have been injured in jiu-jitsu, but the video of this ended up on Reddit. And I was fascinated to see that apparently everybody who does jiu-jitsu has seen this video. So we're going to talk to him about what happened, as well as the match from this past SummerSlam weekend and more. And then in the final segment of the show today, the Doctor of Lucha himself is going to be joining us, Steve Sims. The CMLL anniversary show is coming up. It is not LA Park versus Rush, but it is coming up, and we're going to talk about that show here today on the program. Probably no calls today. We don't have time. We're going to be doing news. But if you would like to send a text message, you're welcome to do so. I can monitor those. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566, the text message number. We'll have time for calls and such on tomorrow's show after Raw, but only text messages here today. So back in a moment, Mike Sempervivi joins us, and then the show is on the air, Wrestling Observer Live.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today. Text message here. This person says, what's that guy that was going to call in every week with the coaches I'm going to do now? Well, looks like he's going to have to watch the Golf Channel. Following our two guest appearances over the past month, Renee Young has been added to the Raw announced team on a full-time basis. WWE announced this morning Young will be joining Michael Cole and Corey Graves on the Raw commentary team. Starting with tonight's episode, Jonathan Coachman will no longer be calling Raw and will instead become the host of WWE's pay-per-view pre-shows. Coachman will start in his new position at Hell in a Cell on Monday. Young was the previous host of the pay-per-view pre-shows. That means I'll never have to see Coach again because we're doing this show during the pre-show. With Coachman having to miss the episodes due to his obligations with the World Long Drive Association on the Golf Channel, Young filled in for him on commentary in the August 13th and September 3rd editions of Raw. She's also part of the Mae Young Classic announce team with Cole and Beth Phoenix. She said, I am so insanely excited about this. To be the first woman to take over that chair that so many amazing, talented voices and personalities have sat in before me. Thank you to Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, Michael Cole, WWE, Graves, and many others. Coachman then said, a sincere congratulations to Renee Young for a much-deserved move to the table on Raw. To be part of a team means understanding your strengths and using them to help the team grow. Tell me more, Coach. I've always embraced with positivity any role asked of me. That will not change. In lieu of a fable here today, I'm going to tell you something, everybody out there. There is a long history in this business, in announcing teams throughout the decades, that if you miss work and somebody fills in for you, that very well could be the end of your run in that booth. It's happened many times, and here it has happened again. But more importantly than that, if you suck at your job, there's a good chance you're probably going to be replaced. I think both of those things ended up happening here. And Renee Young was lucky enough to be a woman during the women's revolution. That's the story.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I didn't want to be too cynical. But and I'm not
well, obviously that's
cynical.
Part of it. Are you kidding
but
me?
But it does check off a nice box at a perfect time, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
It's great. I think you may be downplaying
no.
Oh,
I was going to say I was being too harsh on a coach.
No, but in fact, though, now this may be a net positive because, you know, the pre-show
is a pre-show.
Of course
it is.
And you do get a, no, I mean for the pay-per-views. See, I'm not going to watch the pre-show because I'm doing this show with you. But I can imagine if you have Jonathan Coachman and Booker T and Peter Rosenberg and David Otunga and Jerry Lawler. I mean, you might as well put up a backdrop. Krusty the Clown can walk in. Sideshow Bob could be there. I mean, actually, Sideshow Bob could be there. Where's Sam Roberts? You could bring him in there. You got him there. It's perfect. What a rogues gallery the pre-shows are truly going to be now. That will just happen to have matches there as well, too. But some of the banter that's going to be thrown about could be some of the most epic stuff we've ever heard.
Raw tonight, Rousey Natalya versus Lex and Alicia Fox is the scheduled match, the only one announced thus far. SmackDown, we got a bunch of matches. We have Brie Bella versus Maryse, which apparently this can't be true. But on our website, it says here that it's going to be the main event of SmackDown. Brie Bella versus Maryse. There's no way. That can't be correct.
Why you can't see a show structured to set up those two standing in the ring, and ultimately it ends with Daniel Bryan and Miz in there too? I mean, and they go off the air with something.
Mike, did you watch Brie Bella on Raw last Monday where she almost killed herself twice?
I think you're over. You're,
Maryse
you're looking...
has not wrestled since WrestleMania 33.
But, Brian, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we have to sit through Flair and Steamboat or their version of it for like 15 minutes until we get to whatever the payoff's going to be. I think if they're going to do something like that, it'll all be structured around a lot of gaga. You know what I mean?
Mike, I love you. Do you watch SmackDown?
I saw
Carmella go 20 minutes 2 weeks in a row, and she completely sucks.
I guarantee
they're going to have a match.
Yeah, but
I'll bet you $10.
If they have a match, I don't think it's going to be a long match, and they're going to be focusing on Maryse's, you know, double wrist lock game.
I'll bet you $10.
All right.
That this match exceeds 5 minutes before anything happens.
Before anything happens?
Yep. Five straight minutes of wrestling before anybody gets involved.
Straight minutes of wrestling or like, you know, a bunch of nonsense?
No, five straight minutes before there's any nonsense.
I hope we get... Are you also betting we're going to get a Kane Big Show chain wrestling exhibition
I've seen
well
that.
Too out of this?
I've seen that, so maybe we will.
I'll take that bet.
All right. We've also got R-Truth versus Andrade Cien Almas. And Cesaro and Sheamus versus Rusev and Aiden English for the shot at the tag team titles. And Charlotte versus Sonya Deville. That is the lineup for SmackDown. I want to read this text message here because there appears to be some confusion here. This is in regards to yesterday. Last night during Observer Live, this person said, you mentioned Asuka's heel turn was likely scrapped in favor of Becky's turn. People are reporting this as a fact. Well, they shouldn't be doing that. What is weird is that other sites like PW Insider are reporting that Becky's turn has been scrapped, that she's going to be more of an anti-hero babyface. If that's the case, wouldn't it make more sense to turn Asuka heel sometime soon? It's obvious they don't want to turn Charlotte. The Becky turn is backfiring, and a heel turn for Asuka could breathe more life into her. Well, first off, it was probably 2 weeks ago they talked about how they scrapped the Becky heel turn. They were going to turn Asuka, and they chose to turn Becky instead. Now, Becky, them changing their mind is irrelevant to the rest of that story. Asuka was going to turn, and they decided to turn Becky Lynch instead. Obviously, that whole thing backfired. Now, yes, if she's going to be a babyface, then they could turn Asuka. But I still believe, and I will stand by this until the show occurs and it doesn't happen, that you're going to see a double turn at Hell in a Cell. And Becky's going to end up the babyface, which she already is anyway, and Charlotte is going to end up the heel. And so Charlotte will be a heel, and so you don't need to turn Asuka heel. Now, they could still turn Asuka heel. They can do whatever the hell they want. They got way more heels than baby faces anyway, if you probably look at that roster. But I think that the main gist of this is that after Hell in a Cell, Becky is going to clearly be the baby face, and Charlotte is clearly going to be the heel, and that's the story.
Regardless if they're going to turn Asuka heel or not, if you are going to do it timing wise, just don't do it away. Just get away from anything that's going on right now. This is the one massive thing, the huge shadow in the women's division on SmackDown, and the second biggest thing in the company, aside from whatever Ronda Rousey is doing, which is right now with Alexa Bliss on Raw. Take that out of there. Wait and focus on Asuka. If you are going to turn her or whatever you're going to do with her, make sure it's away from anything and you can actually put some focus and some shine on it all by itself without anything else going on. She's too good and too valuable, no matter what she's going to be, whether it's playing a babyface or playing a heel. And you know what? You try to turn her. I don't know if it's going to be as bad as the Becky thing, but there's still going to be a segment of people that turn off to it. And I don't think they're going to become... you know, apathetic towards it, but I don't know how much they're going to react to it. They are not going to boo like Becky, but I can see either people turning off or not being really happy with that one either, because again, you're trying to force feed someone into a heel position that they don't want there. Why do you want to see Asuka as a heel? With the popularity she's had, with the support she's had, why do you want to do that? It's just like the Becky thing, except on a lesser degree.
I want to read this very quickly before the break. Nico Montano. I would like to say thank you to all my continued supporters. Unfortunately, my first ever missing weight means the loss of my title that I've worked my ass off for. And if you ask me, it's completely uncalled for. There have been plenty of other fighters who have not been punished for a lot more. Unfortunately, I'm not one to be running my mouth, so I don't bring in the big bucks. I had stopped sweating early, she said. My kidneys shut down. I had an imbalance of electrolytes. My sodium levels were way too high. When I got to the hospital, the doctors told me it was the best idea, that if I had waited even 30 minutes longer, it could have led to cardiac arrest. That's a heart attack, everybody. With that said, she notes, I had no intention to drop out of the fight. So what we're dealing with in MMA, everybody. It's a ticking time bomb.
Oh, by the way, she's been openly mocked by this by most people in her business. Mm.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Joined today by the Peach Machine. A lot to talk about here today. Peach, how you doing?
Well, as you may have noticed, I am broken in half at this point. But it was not at the hands of you, Brian Alvarez, because, as you know, in Las Vegas, you suffered a crushing defeat at the hands of the Beach Bodies.
Oh, get out of here.
What do you want to talk about?
We'll talk about that later. We got to talk about your injury first, because
yeah, man.
As I have mentioned to you, and I'll tell the rest of the people as well, so I was in class, like, I don't know, a week ago, and I was talking to my buddy about your injury, and somebody else overheard it, and they were like, oh, are you talking about the blah, blah, blah? I was like, yeah, how did you know about this? They said, there's a huge thread on Reddit. And then, like, every time I've gone to class, somebody has brought this up, and they don't know that I know you. So it's just like, everybody has seen this video, except me, I might add, because I'm too squeamish to listen to this gunshot sound when your leg snaps in half. But tell everybody what happened.
Well, it's not only is it made its way to Bothell, Washington, it's made its way all across the globe. I was getting texts and messages from my friends in Guam, in Asia, and all over the place saying, yes, we've seen your video. Well, it's unfortunately, I'm on the wrong end of the video because I am the one getting his leg broken. So what happened was 2 weeks ago, I was competing in a tournament, the Omega MMA. It is an invitation-only sort of brown belt and above tournament, and it was the absolutes. And I was going against a guy who was significantly heavier than me and a leg lock master. And so we started the match off. You can see this video on, if you go to YouTube and search Omega MMA leg break. I'm the guy who gets his leg broken. So what happened, he goes for a leg lock. He's trying to get a heel hook on me. He's got me in a weird position, something I've been in a lot, but my legs fed between his legs, and I'm kind of coming out the back door. And I actually saw this position in the first match on the UFC Fight Pass this past weekend, or this position. And he went for an outside heel hook, and he didn't secure it. But when he tried to pull it through and get it deeper, he put all his weight down on my tibia, and it snapped in half, broke my tibia and fibula. It sounded like a gunshot going off in the room. It was an unbelievable sound. I went immediately to my back. People asked me if it hurt. I actually didn't feel a thing. I went immediately into shock. And before I knew it, there was an ambulance there stabilizing my leg. And before I knew it after that, it had 10,000 views on YouTube.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Holy smokes.
I've been in a full leg cast for the last 2 weeks. I'll go in tomorrow to see whether or not I need to continue with this leg cast. But good news was no surgery, didn't have to get pins or screws or any of that stuff. However, I am out of work for the next probably 6 weeks. And so I did start a GoFundMe, and I'm almost to my goal of $2,500. So if anyone's listening, they want to kick me a few bones, it's called Snap Pick Me Up When I'm Down on GoFundMe.
Snap Pick Me Up When I'm Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now I got to ask a couple questions here, Peach.
Go for it.
So I haven't watched the video yet. I don't even know if you've watched the video yet. I mean, do you feel...
go ahead.
Do you feel that this was just a complete freak accident? Do you feel that if you had tapped at some point, this never would have happened? Or what have you learned in hindsight?
What I learned was I won that match because I never tapped out. And so he was disqualified because he quit. No, but being serious, he did not have the hold properly. He was very close to getting an outside heel hook, and I probably would have tapped because I go against leg lock killers all the time, and I know when I'm in one, and I know when they hook that heel when it's game over, and I tap right away. So it's not like I was trying to show bravado and like, no, I'm going to tough through it or whatever. Like, it was just a freak accident. And if you do watch the video, it's really not that graphic. You don't see like an Anderson Silva where like his half his shin wobbles to one side or the other. You don't see that, but you do see a divot on my shin. But his reaction will tell you absolutely that it was not intended. He starts freaking out. He freaks out more than I do. I mean, I don't freak out at all, really. He's like, I quit. I can't believe it. I'm retired. I'm never competing again. Oh, my God.
This poor guy.
Yeah. And Yeah, yeah. His name is, he's a really nice guy. You know, since then I've become friends with him. His name is Josh LaDuke, and he's a Florida guy. He's a high-level brown belt. So I don't, you know, I felt bad. He for the next 10 minutes, we gave each other, like, the biggest bro hug ever. He just, like, laid on top of me. He was like, I'll come to the hospital. I'll come see you. Like, just basically sobbing to me, saying how sorry he was. So I don't think it was intentional.
Have we started a GoFundMe for him? How can I donate?
Or a romance novel.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, he's actually going to do a leg lock seminar, and hopefully it'll draw well, and he's going to give me some of the proceeds there.
Dude, he can make millions if that video gets out enough.
Now, you say he's a LaDuke, okay? There's a lot of LaDuke, you know, wrestlers, a big wrestling family. Actually, I don't know if it's a big wrestling family or not, but has it ever entered your mind that possibly Brian paid this man to hurt you? How do you know he didn't?
Oh, my God. That's what we're getting to here. Get out of here. Why would I need to do that? I beat his ass in Vegas. I don't need to pay somebody off.
Brian, did you watch that match? Because if you haven't watched this match, you certainly need to go back and watch that match. But I'm pretty sure I had you beat multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll go back and watch that one.
I passed your guard.
Okay. That's all I need to do. Yeah, you passed my guard because I chose not to leg lock you.
Because he was working. Is that what you're going to say, Brian?
Hey, listen, I got another question for you because I couldn't even believe this. When you first contacted me and you mentioned your tibia and your fibula had been snapped in half, your leg was broken into two pieces.
Yeah.
You said, they say I don't need surgery. I was like, wait, hold on a second. What? You don't need a bar. You don't need screws. They're just like going to line it up and put a cast on it. And it's
a gallon
that's
of milk
enough?
And some twine. That's enough.
That's insane.
Well, I'm not the foot specialist, so but luckily for me, it happened, and I flopped right to my back, and no one touched me at all, and we didn't try and move it at all. So like where Anderson Silva, you know, he kicked, and then it got checked and broke, and then he tried to put weight down on it, and that, you know, splintered it all over the place.
Ooh.
And so what happened, so I got lucky in that it snapped, came right back into position, and the doctor's like, well, this is insane. This is great. I don't have to do surgery on you. I was like, all right, great. So here I am. Full leg.
So the feeling is that, like, when this heals, do they say you're going to be, like, at 100%, 95%? What's the prognosis?
102%?
Yeah, no, I'm going to come back, you know, bigger and badder than ever before. I'm sure I'll be 100% in no time and looking to take on you and Vinny next year in Vegas.
Oh, God.
At the FSW show.
I don't want to lose.
I'm already calling you out. You know, it was a little bit apropos because for the whole build-up to our match in Vegas, I did talk nothing about nothing except taking your heel off, and then, you know, 1 week later, it happens to me. So maybe
it's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Do you worry about getting too swole?
What? Go ahead, Mark.
Do you worry about getting too swole there now that you're laid up? You can't do anything with the legs. You're just going to do like arms and neck. You're just going to come back massive.
I honestly, this is the longest I've ever gone without exercising. I can't do anything. I can't stand up for more than a few seconds. It's really bad. I can't put any weight on it. So I haven't done anything. I haven't touched a weight. I actually called Golds and was like, hey, put my membership on freeze, please. So I'm not doing anything.
But so you're not going to come back like Tommaso Ciampa and just be enormous after breaking your leg or injuring your knee or whatever he'd done?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But this is definitely going to be a big setback in my progress for sure.
Now let's talk about this match very quickly. We can talk about this more later, but you realize that we beat you guys. And not only that, my partner turned on me. We still beat you guys.
What's this we thing?
Yeah. I mean, he did most of the comeback before he turned on me, so he actually did help a lot.
Well, you know, he did hit me with the chart buster. He hit my opponent, Mikey G, with the chart buster, and then he hit you with the chart buster. But I covered you, Brian, and the ref took a very long time to get over there and count the pinfall. And not only that, I'm sure, yeah, you kicked out, but Mikey G was not the legal man, nor were you the legal man.
What are you talking about?
Was the legal man.
Are you kidding me?
So was Mikey. And so both men who were involved in the finish were not the legal men. So, you know, this match is still continuing, actually.
Well, I feel that I became the legal man by default when my partner turned on me and walked out.
We need Jack Tunney.
I'll give you that Mikey G was not the legal man, okay? But my most recent match prior to that, I wasn't the legal man, and I got pinned. So I feel that if that stood, then this result should also stand. It's only fair.
Well, the precedence has been set, but and also in ROH, I believe the six-man champions had an illegal man pinned for the title to be taken off the Kingdom recently. But, yeah, so I guess the precedence is there. But nonetheless, you didn't beat me. You pinned Mikey G. So we're going to have to keep going. This feud must continue. I'm sorry.
Well, if Ryan, wait. I thought all of your matches, because you are half Mexican, have half-ass lucha rules. So if you're just in the ring, then you're the one taking the pin. You're legal. That's how this works.
Yeah, any rules I can get, I'll take.
Well, I'll give it to you that the tag, he did tag you with the Chartbuster, so maybe you were the one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But Dirty, how come he's not Dirty Ron when you guys are a team? Why is he Mikey G?
Beach.
Well, because we're the beach buds, and he was, before he was Dirty Ron, he was the beach bum Mikey G.
I see. Well, hey, Peach, I hate to wrap this up. We got to go, but I'll plug your stuff when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha joining us here. And by the way, before we go to Dr. Lucha, I just want to send out word that on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, I have not only sent out the search that you can do on YouTube to find footage of this. I don't want to actually link to it because I'll throw up. But also the link to Peach's GoFundMe if you want to donate after his leg-snapping incident. The link is up there in my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, so check it out. Dr. Lucio, what's going on here today?
It's very nice with you. No leg snaps, but a lot of otherwise disappointment coming up with the CMLL anniversary show.
Mm.
This Friday night, the 85th anniversary show, and for the third straight year, it's a big meh for the main event. Actually, 3 years ago or three shows ago when they put over Dragon Lee, that turned out to make sense. They were promoting a new star at the top of the card, and so it made a lot of logical sense. But since then, their big cards have been really kind of letdowns. This year, it's a letdown, of course, because they spent all summer getting us all hyped up for a different match, and then they didn't deliver it.
Well, what do we have this year?
Well, what we don't have is the elephant in the room. We don't have L.A. Park against Rush. So that's going to be just, you know, they say on their Informa show that they've sold like 70% of the tickets so far, but 70% of the tickets were basically sold as soon as the tickets went on sale, assuming it was going to be Rush against LA Park, mask versus hair, or hair versus mask. And it didn't turn out to be that way for a lot of reasons. Including just the fact that CMLL is very stubborn. They're going with a double hair match on top. In their language, in their world, a double hair match is a big thing. In the fans' world, and yours and my world, and Mike's world, and the people who watch it, it depends on the hairs involved. And in this case, we've got Volador Jr. on one side, who's never lost his hair, and Matt Taven, who's never lost his hair, at least in CMLL, I don't know that he's ever lost anywhere, against Rush and Barbaro Cavernario, neither of which have lost their hair before. So, you know, in their view, in their mind, this is like a fairly big match. They're
well,
not
let me ask you a question then. Let me stop you right there real quick. If there had never been a tease for LA Park versus Rush, if that had never happened, how would you rank this main event if there were zero expectations for anything else going in?
About a 7 out of 10.
Okay. And now that there is an expectation, what is this, like a 2?
Four out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, Volador Jr. is still, technically speaking, up until the last 3 months, really the lead babyface in the promotion and has been for a while. So, I mean, he's a big name, and he hasn't appeared on any mega show in just years. And Rush is the most valuable hair in Mexico for anybody. So they've got two people in there. It'd be probably be better as a singles match than a tag match. But like I say, in CMLL, the rareness of giving two hairs at once is just increases the selling power of the match and the show. But I can't see, guys, I just can't see a lot of fans not feeling baited and switched. And I really wonder if fans are going to crap on the main event when it comes out. You remember the Sombra Volador Atlantis Guerrero incident from about, 5 years ago? Where the fans expected something. They expected, and CMLL waved it in front of them and then took it away from them. In this case, they did it during the match. And they just, I mean, it's a long time since I've seen, at that point, it had been a long time since I'd seen fans turn on a card in a match in a show. While they were having a great match in the ring, people were really, really angry in the crowd, and I'm wondering if that's going to be the case this Friday night.
Well, I guess the next question is, it's now been many, many weeks, and looking back at the way everything has gone down, them teasing this match, kind of building up the match, pulling out of the match, LA Park doing the Triple Mania match, and then setting up a match for next year's Triple Mania. I mean, at the end of the day, what do you think happened from beginning to end?
My best guess is that CMLL wanted to be able to have control of the match and the outcome. They wanted to offer a match where L.A. Park would lose his mask to Rush, but L.A. Park got too hot. He's not been this hot in like 10 years. He's been, you know, a main eventer. It's not like he hasn't been in demand. It's not like he hasn't sold a lot of tickets. But he hasn't been this hot, where he's basically the top draw in Mexico right now. He hasn't been this hot, and he's taking a risk. He's taking a chance that he can blow things out for another 6, 12, 18 months, however long he thinks he can do it, and still make, you know, main event money all over the place in Mexico, plus finally get a foothold on some you know, top of the line matches in the U.S. before he goes back in and says, you know, now I'll go ahead and sell the mask. So I suspect what happened is, in the end, he just got real hot. He just got very unexpectedly. The market changed. He was in much demand, and he decided he would hold off on selling his mask that he's been trying to sell for years.
All right, here's another question. If this match goes off as planned a year from now,
mm-hmm.
how big a match is L.A. Park versus Dr. Wagner, mask versus hair?
Okay, I was going to say, did you mean the mask with Wagner or the mask with Rush?
Well, I presume they're not going to do the Rush deal.
You know, I bet it's not as big as you would think it is. I bet it really isn't. When Televisa broadcast the end of Triple Mania this past August, what was it, 25th, 26th, they got, you know, 10% of the audience they got the year before. And I'm willing to grant you there was going to be a major drop-off because they did not have the lead-in of Mayweather versus McGregor, but not 90% drop-off from year to year. I'm not – and L.A. Park has tried selling his mask with, you know, Santo and Wagner and stuff for years all over the country, and nobody's ever really bought it. This is the – actually, this one with Rush is the first time a feud has really captured the public interest that Park could run off of and make the sort of money he's really asking for, you know, in the six-figure range to drop his mask. For the last 7 or 8 years, guys, they've tried and tried and tried to drum up interest in Park losing his mask. And to be honest, it hasn't really bitten the way it did just for this one feud. I'm guessing as long as the possibility exists of Park versus Rush, that Park against anybody else for the mask isn't going to draw that well.
Well, Steve, it sounds like that's because there's as much interest in Rush's hair as there is anyone's mask.
Oh, there is. He's the best heel in the world, in my opinion, and he's the best character wrestler combination in the world, in my opinion. Park is fun to watch. You know, if you watch him, you know, every single time out and you watch Rush every single time out, Rush holds my attention for a longer series of matches than Park does. Eventually, what? Park is repeating spots a lot. And, of course, he's bigger and older, and he's gone through just 30 years of wear and tear.
Well,
But
a double-headed question.
It's Rush. It is Rush.
A double-headed question about that. One, who do you see in the future, and I'll give them both to you now, one, who do you see in the future being the one, probably if it's not L.A. Park, who do you think they get the most out of with a mask versus hair match against Rush? And also, we've talked in the past about how many guys, La Mascara lost his mask, Sombra lost his mask, all of these guys, Volador, younger guys who did not have the careers as their forefathers did to go out and lose their masks. Are we seeing enough of a shift in the business in Mexico generationally where as long as dude is hot, you know, the hair is going to be just as good as the mask from here on out, or is the mask still always going to be the thing?
The second question is hard to tell because, Mike, there's one other factor in there in that the crowds have been, of the past 7 or 8 years since the bicentennial, have been significantly down at a lot of shows, and the promotions haven't made the money as well as they did in the past. Other than Atlantis mask matches, I'm not sure there's been a lot of interest and the promotions haven't pushed it in wrestling, in Lucha Libre, that's gotten fans hot enough for a gate where they figure they could have a really big star lose his mask or lose his hair. I think at the moment the mask is still a good 50% more valuable than hair at the gate for attendance and for the ticket prices you can charge. I suspect that if they can run the Rush versus Park match, and they do, and Rush wins, that they have in their minds, I don't know if they're going to run it, but I know they've tested it in Japan and in Puebla. They've actually tested this match, but a Rush versus Atlantis mask with Atlantis basically calling it a career after that. And so there's two major Rush matches in there, which should give you an idea of what the finish of the Rush versus Park match is likely to be.
So normally I wouldn't ask this question, but we've had at least two people ask in the last week, so we should probably bring new listeners up to speed. Explain L.A. Park and La Parca.
Okay. L.A. Park was a gimmick created by Antonio Pena in late 1991.
La Parca.
While he was still working for CMLL, he was going to actually debut Volador, the person who became Volador, as Park, but he didn't. He debuted Volador as Volador, and he had this guy who was working independent shows ready to be L.A. Park. Well, then Pena, in April of 92, split off, formed AAA, and introduced at his first TV taping a brand new gimmick called La Parca. It was not there's been older wrestlers with this exact same name and Skeletor-type costume. He got over, but however, the AAA guy was very charismatic, and he got over like nobody's business, went to, you know, WCW as the chairman of WCW, had a great run in the northern part of Mexico, had a great match with we'll get to that in a minute. And but he left AAA, and he wanted to take the name with him, and Tono Pena says, no, I own the name, which at the time, Pena did own the name. His corporate entity did own the name. So he took one of his wrestlers and put him under the hood as La Parca, and L.A. and the original La Parca went to Super Lucius magazine and said, this is my real name, and I'm going to call myself L.A. Park right now. And went off on his own as a independent wrestler, and because he's a better wrestler and a much more charismatic wrestler, he has gone off and made a fortune. La Parca has a stick and a gimmick that has allowed him to stay in AAA for 20 years now, 22 years, even though he's crap. He's terrible in the ring, but he's he's been entertaining long enough that he's been able to make a career out of it.
Now, any big AAA news for the last minute or so here of this segment? What's going on?
Well, AAA is just all over the place. I mean, they've got just a ton of TV tapings. They're supposed to have on their calendar a show in October that is the memorial to Antonio Pena. Then they close out the year to where the last TV taping is the go-home show for the first show of 2019, which will be Guerra de Titanes. But guys, they have so much TV taping, and they're taping so frequently in so many shows, it is really, really hard to keep track of where all the angles are going. They're introducing new characters. They're bringing Jeff Jarrett back for shows. They're just, you know, they're throwing the kitchen sink in. It's often fascinating, but I'm not sure yet what it's going to add up to. I know they'd like to do Park and Wagner next year at Triple Mania, but I'm not sure if CMLL won't run Park versus Rush before then and just kill that whole concept.
All righty, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dr. Lucha is here. Very quickly before the plugs, Dr. Lucha, if CMLL did the Rush LA Park match and LA Park got unmasked, is LA Park versus Dr. Wagner hair versus hair still a decent money match for Triple Mania next year?
Decent, but only decent. Not big, and I wouldn't guess it would headline Triple Mania. It might if they have nothing else, but it's not the draw with both of them not having a mask.
All right, what do we got coming up in the Figure Four Weekly this week?
Well, we preview Triple Mania the anniversary show, including the fact that the Triple A Mega Champion and LA Park, who's just won the mask at Triple Mania, will both be on the anniversary show, and that. The fact that AAA is fine with that indicates how much things have changed this year. Next week will be the analysis of all the results.
All right. And, of course, you can grab the Figure Four Weekly with your subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. You get every Figure Four Weekly, new issues every week, every Wrestling Observer newsletter, new issues every week, thousands of archived newsletters. We're almost, I think it's this week actually, at 9,500 archived radio shows. We do new shows every day. I just tweeted out a link. If you'd like to know how to podcast the shows, that's how you do it. And a lot of great stuff up there. You will not regret a subscription. And, of course, Steve's here usually every week. Next time he's here, we'll be talking about the anniversary show in more detail and a lot of other stuff as well. And that's it. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you again next time on Wrestling Observer Live.